Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Do amazing with Total Wireless. Get an unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $25 per month. 1 gig at high speed, then 2G. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. Terms and conditions at totalwireless.com.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Oh my God! Welcome, Mama Said. It's our second show, and thank you guys so much.
Yay.
Oh my God! The reaction to our first show blew us away.
It was amazing.
So
oh my gosh!
Humbled and appreciative of all of you.
I still can't believe it.
And I apologize about like the overposting. I've had to apologize to my friends. I was like, you might need to mute me because we were really trying to get the word out there. But then all our friends showed up for us and posted for us.
Thank you so much.
Jenna and I are obsessed with our Facebook page. If you're not a member, come to the Mama Said Facebook group. You guys are – we built like a little community. You guys are talking to each other. Like,
it's really cute.
Amazing.
We always read it together. We love it.
And what – quick note,
and we hear
a lot
everything
of you
were
writing me on Instagram what the bubble crab in my bathtub was. I got it on Amazon. It's $14.99. Literally just put bubble crab bath time and it'll show up because I don't think I've ever gotten more.
You should do a swipe up.
I don't know how to do it.
Neither do I. Oh, I can't yet.
We just had to start with that because we love you guys so much. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, Jenna.
Yeah.
Let's start with it. Mommy win, fail.
Mommy win. Mommy fail.
Shit. Okay. Mommy win. My daughter started walking yesterday, which is really exciting. She literally walked. I was holding a waffle and she started walking to it. And I was like, she will walk for food. She hasn't walked.
Whatever,
yeah, whatever works. It was really cute. She was so excited. And then so I tested it later. And because she like wasn't walking, she was kind of slapping my hand down when I was pulling her up. I was like, okay, she's not ready to walk, you know, again. So then I took out like this pita bread and hummus and she walked to it. So she really walks for
yeah,
food.
Yeah, girl. She'll probably be a good
really
actress.
Cute. Totally. Mm-hmm. So that is a huge mommy win. I mean, like, I'm just excited for her.
Yes.
You know, I just.
Also, too, not to like knock you because we all do, but like, I think you care about milestones and I think you were like worried that she was
for sure. 100%. And I compare it to my son.
Right. Exactly.
Who I feel like was early for everything. Milo. And we called it Milo Stones. And I was like, oh, he made this milestone and this one like so early. And then Milo Stones. And then Daisy like hasn't done this and that and that. She doesn't actually say mama or dada. And I'm trying not to get worried because she says other words. I know. But okay. So whatever, that's a whole other thing.
You were win. Let's stay positive.
Okay.
What was your fail?
My fail was that when I came back from my trip with my husband, we went to Cabo and it was f-ing amazing. It was really, really good. Okay. We came back and I was just tired. Like, I did not want to do anything with my kids. I was still in vacay mode. And Daisy, my daughter, who's one, pooped in her diaper. I was so tired that I was like, oh, I need to change her diaper. Fast forward to like, I'm not kidding, like 4 hours later. I'm not kidding. I didn't smell it for some reason. Like, nobody did. It wasn't smelly.
She poops flowers.
But she does. She poops daisies.
She's a flower.
Her name is Daisy. Yeah. She had the worst diaper rash I've ever seen. And like, not only, like everywhere. It was just, and I'm still dealing with it really bad. And I left her shit in her diaper for 4 hours, maybe more.
I mean, Jack will like, he leaves a fucking trail.
But Daisy doesn't. It's like really smelly when I like take off her diaper.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like trapped in there. And
well,
she's
kind of getting
so
more like duty balls now. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
It hasn't been
like
really
soft.
Duty ballish lately.
No.
No.
That's because she got that good breast milk for so long.
I know. Yeah.
Jack's a straight up solid toddler poopy.
Yeah, no. Because he's still on formula. I feel like formula.
No, he's on milk.
Oh, yeah. He's one.
Yes.
I'm losing my brain.
It's
today.
Okay. I'll pick up the pieces for
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks.
Here.
Whoa.
All right. Jesus. I'll share my wins and fails, okay? My win. I went on a bachelorette party. I am not that old. I still have friends that are getting married and having bachelorette parties, people. And I truly had a great time. I think it's the first time that I was okay leaving my kids, but I really especially Jack. I think when they're babies, I have a hard time leaving. When they're older and you can explain, I'm going for a few days and I'll be back, and they talk to you on the phone, like you feel connected. So it was really the first time that I was like, they're going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. And I truly disconnected and had an awesome time. I never drink alcohol. I like drank tequila. Like,
wait, can I tell you one funny thing about that?
Yeah.
You emailed me. You told me that you were a little tipsy. You emailed me and I like couldn't understand your email.
Are you
it was like
me?
All like there was typos.
And I
was like,
no, oh my gosh,
I'll show you later.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was amazing.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, yeah. I said to Neil, because we were in Cabo, I was like, Jamie is drunk.
Whoa.
Yes, it was so good.
Quick side note, you guys, I have an alter ego named Jambian. It's when I used to love to take Ambien.
Oh my God.
And I used to write on people's like Facebook walls and text them, and people would like I have like a whole file of like Jambian rants.
So make a coffee table book of Jambians.
Oh, God, no. Not if I'm somebody's mother. I can't. But
I would like to read it.
For my personal collection, okay. I would love that. Okay. My fail, however, this same weekend that I was having a lovely time, Bo got his very first stomach flu. He's never thrown up in his life.
What? He's 5?
Yeah.
And he's never barfed?
He's
That's so crazy.
And he threw up straight for like 24 hours straight, and it was terrible to watch. And Cutter, my husband, told me that like when the feeling was coming, he wouldn't understand and he was crying. And he said, I just want my mom.
Aww.
It was so sad. And to be honest, when Cutter first called me to tell me it was happening, Cutter's a very big exaggerator. Like, ugh. Like I roll my eyes when he's like, tells me things because it's
like,
just
something's
like,
way more
relaxed. But it was legit this time.
Yeah.
It was legit. And I actually think it was really good, though, because it was good for Cutter to have to take care of the kids and be there. Mind you, Cutter's mom was with him. He wasn't, like, alone, like, you know, solo with the children. But
it wasn't, like, the weekend he wanted to have.
No. And but
away.
He stepped up. He stepped up big. He got all the Pedialyte, and he cleaned up the throw-up and had a little bucket next to him, and he killed it. But
he
it was
probably
a fail
feels like a badass now. He's like, I f***ing did this while you
for
were away.
Sure.
And
for
then,
sure.
And then he's like going to use it against you.
For sure. And I'm going to take now like maybe like half a second when he complains about something to be like, is this real?
Yeah.
But okay. With that, I am so excited about our guests. These guys are personal friends of both of ours, actually.
Yep.
Completely separate of each other. Yep. They're both so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They're both so talented.
No,
so funny. So amazing. Quick. So you know him from shows like Brothers and Sisters, Red Band Society, Yellowstone, amongst so much more. You know her from House, Supergirl, Astronaut Wives, Banshee, Cloverfield, You Again. Stop me now. I could go on forever.
Oh, girl. Kindergarten Cop.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Please welcome Dave and Odette Annabelle.
Yay. Thank you.
Oh, and I should
Thank
add mom and dad
us.
To the cutest little girl in the world.
Oh, Charlie. Who is like a rock star today at school.
Yes. I cannot believe you just showed me that video. So our kids go to the same school, and Charlie's very shy. And she comes out of her shell with people that she knows, but not around people that she doesn't know. And granted, of course, she was with, you know, her class. But she got up on her own and started singing Moana, and that's her favorite movie, and she does it all the time at home. But to see that she had the courage to get up on stage and do that, I mean, I have a black soul. I'm not emotional. And that made me teary.
I can vouch for that.
I feel like, by the way, that was a big mommy win. Just FYI.
Yeah,
that's
wait, let me mommy. Throw it to you guys.
Okay.
Let's throw your mommy
I was
going to
claim
win.
That as a dad.
Okay.
I guess
that's
all I have.
Sorry.
Yeah,
actually,
give
me
the background of what happened. Literally this morning.
Well, I actually, this is a bigger win for me. So I'm going to do a different win. Well, I'll start with my fail because I just started with Moana. So the other day.
Great, by the way.
The other day we were, you don't even know what I'm going to say.
But just
what
like,
do you mean?
Yeah, you admitting a fail was great.
Okay, cool. Oh boy, this is going to be awesome, guys.
Oh my God.
Do I get, by the way, I'm the only guy here.
Okay. I've got the mic. Okay, thank you.
You're our first guy. By the way,
well, which is also our second show, but you are our first guest.
Yeah, thank you for that, and I'm terrified. And I want to make sure I get like a phone a friend, and I can call Neil and Carl.
Why are you
you
guys
over my
need
time,
a
sweetheart?
It's my time on the mic. Thank you. So I'm driving Charlie to go grab some dresses because she's really into dresses right now, and she started having a little bit of a meltdown, and I was cool, calm, collected. And she really wanted to hear Moana, the soundtrack, and specifically the Maui song, you know, You're Welcome.
Mm.
So I was trying to gear that up, and then it started playing. She was very happy. Everything was great. But then it stopped for whatever reason.
Oh,
I think
boy.
It was going to Bluetooth, whatever. So those 4 seconds that it stopped playing, she had a meltdown, like proper just, ah!
She like buckled into her car seat?
Yeah,
thank
buckled
God.
In. But I don't know what happened to me in that moment, and I snapped. I went full Cuban, and I turned around, and I went, Maui! I just screamed Maui in her face.
Oh, my God.
And she, like, and that was it. It wasn't like Maui sucks. It was just Maui!
And well, that might make
like,
sense
so
on the monitor
weird.
This morning when she said she's scared of Maui.
Oh, my God.
It's really actually scared of Maui.
It's Mommy, not Maui.
It's Mommy, definitely. Oh, she looked at me and she just started, she just like welled up and started crying. And I was like, oh, shit. Like I did
that
it this
worked,
time.
Though.
And then it worked. And she stopped and I apologized. I was like, Mommy lost it. I am so sorry. I apologize.
That's so nice of you to apologize.
I did because I genuinely...
You were sorry.
I snapped.
Yeah.
I blacked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who just screams Maui? Like, what even is that?
I'm going to.
It's embarrassing.
Maybe I'll try it too.
It was just really embarrassing.
Wow.
So that was definitely a fail. My mommy win is that Charlie has been opposite of Milo. Milo has all, and Jenna and I met.
I don't know about this.
Well,
what
yes,
say?
We met in Mommy and Me. And Milo
story.
Has always been very advanced. And by the way, most of the other kids, the 3 other kids in our little mommy group, they were all very advanced. And Charlie's been delayed on so many things. She's always hit her milestones, but she's just a little delayed. So she's in speech therapy now and she's doing really, really well. And I always say, Charlie, I love you so much. And she's never been able, she gets it. And she says, yeah, you know, and she's never been able to say, you know, I love you or I love you too.
Right.
And this week, all of a sudden, I said, you know, I said, Charlie, I love you so much. And she looked at me. She said, I love you too, Mama.
Oh, my God.
And
did you cry?
I didn't even know what to do. I was like, hold on.
Did you just grab her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, we're good. Are we done now?
Yeah.
She's like, maybe I don't need to see
yeah,
that again.
Yeah. But it was the greatest moment.
Oh, that's such a win.
And I'm not very emotional, and that got me. I was like, okay, so
of course it did.
I guess I love her. Like, it's real.
It's
you
real.
You really love
it's
her.
Legit.
I love Charlie, too.
I know. I'm going to keep her. I've decided. In
Milo
that moment,
loves
I decided.
Charlie.
All right, Dave. Talk to us. What's your win fail?
All right, ladies. Well, thanks for having me.
How you doing, by the way?
Lovely.
Yeah, good.
Are you nervous? Are you scared about this?
His arms are like crossed. He's like, shit.
He was breathing in and out on the way here. I'm like, are you okay?
There's science.
We love you.
We got it. Okay, there's science to the breath. All right?
I was like, I'm the only guy.
Listen.
Always.
Team Odie.
I'm sorry. I'm always on her side.
Yes. Why do you think I'm sitting closest to the door?
Yeah.
Just in case I really have to get out.
Exactly.
All right. So when... I'd say it's a new phase, right? Everything changes. But Charlie, I usually take the mornings.
Like okay.
I sleep a little bit and I'm up early, so I'll get
Neil, did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm like, keep going.
I'm sorry, are you here to debate that?
Or, no, you do. You do. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
That's very kind of you. Getting her dressed is an issue, and she's really into dresses right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously we can't really complain about how cold it is here in L.A.
Cause but it's been cold.
It's been cold for us, and she wants to go outside in a dress all the time. And, you know, there's a lot of patience required in getting her dressed in the morning. And
100%.
I feel like that has been a win for me, for Dad, because she's always dressed and having breakfast when she comes down. So I feel
I
like I'll
give
take...
that.
What do you do? Like, pick out her clothes the night before?
I yell Maui right now, as loud as I can.
Yeah, she's like,
I actually peeked on the nest this morning, and I was watching how he did it, because it is a nightmare for me, and I lose my patience.
Yeah.
And you... She wanted to wear another dress and another dress, and you wouldn't allow it, but you were very calm about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I usually try and give her 2 choices. Like, you know, that's not breaking any new ground, but,
right.
you know, I really try and stick to
the choices thing.
2 choices. I said, you can wear this dress, or you can wear this dress. If you wear this dress, then you got to wear the shirt under. She doesn't like to wear a shirt under. She doesn't like to wear layers.
It's
right
a
now.
Whole
this,
thing.
She's not a layer kid. You know, I'm a layers guy. I like to, like, layer up. She's not a layers
Not interested.
They don't get it yet. No.
But she, so she's always got these mismatching pants and dresses
it's
going
the
to school.
Worst
and
right
it's,
now.
I feel judged every day. Like, oh, it's a nice outfit. but, you know, I feel like I'll take that as a...
Do you take her to school?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we rotate.
Yeah.
That is a win. I think especially, really, you know, Odie's backing you up, that you had some patience there.
Yeah. And
I'm always the one that has to get him dressed because it's just a nightmare. So
it's really hard. Going, I never knew that was going to be really hard.
You need to, like, teach me your ways. I give Milo two choices, and we don't get out the door. He changes 20 times.
Yeah.
See, with me, she walks all over me.
Yeah, start the process.
She really does.
Yeah.
Be patient. Like, we're not going to leave.
Until process earlier. That's my mistake.
That's hard. That's hard. I mean, I know, like, Charlie takes a while now to get dressed, so I'll, like, go in earlier.
Yeah,
accounting for the extra 15
minutes. But she really will choose one of your two choices because she gives me the middle finger. She's like, oh, two choices? She's like, oh, no, how about this one? No, how about this one? Doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's one.
We'll take it. Take it. That's a great win.
I got a lot of fails. And, you know,
what's your fail?
Well, here's the deal. And, I'm not going to make this necessarily about a fail that I have with Charlie. I think this is a fail that I have as a husband
to
my wife. And I feel that, you know, I can be a bit of a micromanager.
Oh, my God. Are you hearing it? Is this happening?
This is therapy, by the way.
This is real. And I feel like, you know, I'm like, do it like this. Because, obviously, we are raised in two different environments.
No, because he's the chick and I'm the dude. So he might
in many ways, yes. And yes, I have a soul and feelings, but
perfect example.
Yeah, but in all honesty, I feel like that is something that I struggle with and that I'm aware of and that you've very kindly made me aware of. So I'd like to work on that and ask what you guys do. Like, do you feel like you get into that with?
You want to hear something?
Yes.
So this is like kind of like our topic of the day.
Oh,
so maybe let's take a quick break and then we're going to come in with this because I've got something to say.
Great.
And I'm
love it.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you guys for sharing. See you soon.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Do amazing with Total Wireless, because when you move to Total Wireless, you can get an unlimited plan with incredible devices. Now, with nationwide 5G available in 2,700-plus cities, capable device and SIM required. Get their best deal ever with an unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $25 per month per line for 4 lines, with 100 gigs of shared high-speed data, then 2G. Which can save you up to $1,200 when compared to comparable 4-line postpaid plans from the leading carriers. All of this on America's largest and most dependable network. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Plus, when you move to Total Wireless, you can get great deals on the latest phones and other devices, including hotspots, to keep you connected to what matters the most, all with no contract. Discover them at TotalWireless.com today. Total Wireless, do amazing. A month equals 30 days. The 30-day cycle for shared data family plans begins on the day the first line or device is activated. Any lines or devices activated later in the first 30-day cycle will receive only the number of days remaining in that cycle. Savings claim excludes taxes, fees, auto-pay discounts, and limited-time pricing. Source competitor website 10-2020.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
We're back with Dave and Odie, and we're going to talk all about relationships, marriage, parenting, in a segment we love to call, and actually they've got a really good little segment on their Instagram, called Couples Therapy.
That is right.
It's my favorite.
Yes. And look, I mean, everything changes when you have a kid, right? And everything's affected, like relationships, sex, money, free time. I mean, everything changes. And so to talk a little bit about what we just left off with, about the micromanaging and doing things different ways. So I had Beau alone a lot of the time in like the first few years of life. And so I had everything my way. I didn't have a nanny. I didn't have help.
Wow.
So when Cutter would come in and he would do things differently, it would piss me off.
Of course.
And I would get annoyed. And I had Jill Spivak, who is like our mommy guru, who Jen and I are going to reference like 100,000 times.
I went to her mommy class. Yeah. She's great.
She, I remember, said to me just because your husband does it differently than you doesn't mean it's wrong. You have to give them a chance to do it their way. It's good for the kid to have a different way of and a different adult and a different like manner of things. And that was, I still have to remind myself, by the way, that now, even with my baby and my nanny, because like, I know he likes it this way, but like, she does it a little different.
Right. That's right. Okay. I was literally really having this conversation on the way here with my friend in the car. And I was saying, you know, I micromanaged Milo's nanny to the point where she was probably so annoyed with me. This time around, I haven't said anything about Daisy. And this morning, my nanny was like, oh, you know, when you were on vacation, I was showing Daisy all these things on the phone. And I was like, oh, gosh, like, I don't let her do screen time yet. And I realized that I haven't told her anything. Like, I dropped the micromanaging because I tried hard to do that.
Yeah. It's a real thing. I mean, and we have it on the opposite spectrum. Dave is the one that micromanages me. And we talked about this in therapy, and our therapist looked at him and he said, is Charlie in danger? Mm-hmm. Is she in trouble? Do you see anything that's going to hurt her? Well, no. Okay. So you need to let Odie do her thing.
Right.
I don't micromanage. And this is a constant argument that we have because I let him do his thing. He's got his way, whatever. I mean, look, would I like him to put less water in her oatmeal? Sure. But
you
know,
don't
like, I'm not going to, he's getting it done and she's alive and they're thriving. So thank you for admitting that you're the micromanager.
Yes. Well, let me pose.
I'm you, Dave, by the way. Okay. I'm you.
So in terms of, you know, we had a sit down. Charlie's teachers took us in. We had a little sit down. And, you know, Charlie.
Well, explain why.
Well, just because, you know, they were sort of, you know, conscious of her lack of speech and where the other kids were and all that stuff.
So right. She wasn't listening and she was sort of doing things.
I mean, she wasn't like,
what kids
she wasn't bad. Yeah.
She's also three. Come on.
You know. Have the conversation early and
of course.
Figure it out. So, and by the way, she's doing great. She's in speech therapy. Crush that.
She went up on stage today and sang.
Things are looking up. Oh, my God.
You know, if they're like, she was having an issue like sitting down and eating with the rest of her class. And Odie, very Cuban, and I see this because her mom does it to me and to her and to our, like, we'll just chase Charlie around trying to shove food in her mouth.
Right.
And the kid's like
guilty.
Literally trying
same,
to
same.
Run away.
Guilty, yeah.
And at what point am I allowed to say, this isn't working. Like, what you're doing is enabling her to not do that.
You're allowed to say that, because that is definitely something that I do. But if I'm, you know, when she was younger, if I'm changing her diaper in a certain way that you didn't think was right, then you would say something. And that's where there's a line.
That's
so you can, the question that you just posed, I just answered. Like, yes, there are certain things that you can bring up, but there are certain things that you just can't. You got to let me do my thing, bro.
The food. I have to say,
did
like
you
the
say bro.
She did. She bro'd you.
I did. Neil calls me bro sometimes,
I mean,
which
I call
is like
her.
So annoying.
He calls me bro sometimes, and then I
oh, I
not.
Lose it okay. when Neil says bro. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
It slips out. Sometimes you're like, "What's up, bro?" Yeah,
no, he does it when he's mad at me. I'm like, "Do not call me bro when you're mad at me. I'm not your bro. I'm your wife."
Yeah.
God damn it.
Also, don't call me babe when we're in a fight. Don't do it.
Oh.
Nope.
Condescending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It can be. Well,
I'm terrified here.
We're just all thinking about that.
Taking me back a little bit because I was a little bit older than Charlie. So, not to be like, we're experiencing you, but like, I have a couple of years and you guys
for
know
sure.
so much happens
important.
In a few years. Yeah. One of the things I feel like, as far as my relationship that changed, was okay, so I got the advice from Jill to kind of let him do things his way. But because I was alone so much and was so used to doing everything, I was also got used to not asking for help for things. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't ask for help, I would just be pissed at him without even him knowing what I was pissed about. And then it would boil up to a level that I would just literally bitch at him. And like, let's granted, like sometimes, yeah, it was merited, but maybe sometimes I'll take a little blame here that it just was a little unfair of me. And then on top of that, then he wants to like have sex.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sure work was hard and I'm sure this and this was that. But like, I was taking care of a human all day. I didn't even have time to shower, do anything for myself. And now you want me to be naked and like alive? Like, you want me to lay in a bed and be awake? Like, no,
no.
Like, that can't happen. But
you could just lay in bed and just. Let him down. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
He gets upset. He gets upset about that.
I don't do that either.
But
no. Yeah, yeah, I don't do that either. I'm not a dead fish.
I've never.
But then also, too, it's like when you have like this heightened sensitivity because of all the stuff going on in your life, then I would look at him too and be like, how did I not notice how annoying you were before? Like, you start to get, like, really annoyed at things that, like, you didn't care about before. But because you have so little time, it really chips away at your marriage. Mm-hmm. Are there, like, specific things for you guys that you think, like, having Charlie, like, kind of did that for you?
Oh. Well, everything changed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, that's not a fair question. Changes. Everything
and,
does.
You know, I think from... You know, the guy's perspective is, you know, obviously that part of a relationship is very important, you know.
Yeah, the sex.
And, yes. Okay. And, and the rollover sex happens a lot. And I can
see where are you going with this?
Well,
I wish you could see my face right now. You
know, oh, my God.
I'm just talking from I don't speak for everybody or every guy. But, like, you know, it does – suck that part of feeling wanted and connected mm-hmm. is gone.
Yes.
And like that, you know, it feels like bad to have sex in that way. You know what I'm saying? It feels
I 100% understand that.
But I'll
and
take it every
I
time.
Would love to,
just for record.
You know, go back to the days where, you know, it was hot and sexy, and not saying that we don't have that because we still do sometimes, but what I will say is that if
I don't know what
my love language is acts of service, right? Mm-hmm. So if you were to come home, if I came home and the house was totally clean and or if we're going out on vacation, I'm the one that packs for Charlie. I'm the one that gets the house in order. I'm the one that does really mostly all of those things. So if he took like a little bit, mm-hmm. then
it would be really sexy to you.
It would be so sexy. And
it would turn you on.
Here's the thing. You pack the car and you make it such a thing that if I put one thing on top of your masterpiece that you designed, it's all over. So it's just like, no, it doesn't work that way. I think that you need to understand that you've got to just acts of service. You got to give a little. Listen, I'm not saying you need to cook for me, but maybe order some dinner. Have it ready. Have it done. I don't even have to think about it.
Okay.
Then I will literally, and I hope my mom doesn't listen to this, but I'll get on my knees.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
done.
Guys, I'm actually
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dishes in the sink. Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to tell my mom not to listen to this because I'm about to.
I already told Jen. I was like, please don't have her because I don't know her and she's not going to like me.
No, she already asked me. She goes, in these episodes, are you talking about S-X? Swear
no.
to God. Yep. I was
God.
How did I grow up to like even like want to have sex with someone? Like, I'm so surprised I'm not the prudest person in the world. I was like the opposite. That's why. I'm just kidding, Mom. No, I was going to say, I have a huge struggle with like the whole sex thing. I mean, we have sex and it's great, but I wish I was more comfortable with my body. Mm. I feel like if I was more comfortable with, I want to look like how I looked before and I don't. And I feel like my husband doesn't want to have sex with me because I don't look like that. And I, you know, in clothes, I feel good. And, you know, I could put
on
makeup.
That's the story you're telling yourself.
But that's a huge struggle that I have. And, but when, you know, we're in bed and we're going to have sex, I'm in my head, I'm thinking like, oh my God, like I better cover this up and I cover that up and I'm going to do this because I want him to be attracted to me and I know he is. I 100%, like he's the best and he doesn't care, but I do. And it really has it's taken a toll for our sex life. It really has because I'm not spontaneous anymore because I don't feel good about myself. And then there's that whole other thing where like, maybe I should go to the gym and like start, you know, working on my body, but then I have no time to go to the gym. He leaves at 6 a.m. and I don't want to go at night.
No.
So
we got to figure out how to have you have a better relationship with your body.
It's a thing.
I totally get that.
I'm not depressed about it.
No.
But when it comes to sex and being naked, it's not like I'm like, hey, Neil, look at me. Like,
well, you will feel better once you work out. So we need to do the buddy system because I need to do that.
By the way, I can't believe I'm saying this in front of you, Dave, but it's good that you're here because you could just pour me. You're going to have to take Neil for drinks. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you should, Dave.
For sure. But, you know,
Jenna, obviously you opened up, and that's sort of is the story you're telling yourself. And there's many different perspectives that, you know, takes work to choose to see. And it's not necessarily like your husband loves you way more as a mother than he did when you guys were single. Right. I can say the respect I have for her is blown my mind. And I didn't know I could love her in that capacity. And involved in that is sex. And it's, you know, yes, there is something to, you know, doing something to make yourself feel good and feel attractive and working out and exercising or doing whatever you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I know we're lazy and it takes other people for us to do that. But, I feel like you're crazy. And yes.
Thank you.
Very lucky man. I'm surrounded here, but like.
No, yeah. I had no time for myself after Beau, and I accredit that so much to what, like the doom that happened to our sex life for a little while. And then with Jack, I've made it a point to like 3 times a week, do what I need to do for myself to feel good, regardless of what size I am or anything. And it's just made me feel a lot better.
Right.
But once communication is key with this too, because I remember maybe Beau was like a year and a half and like Cutter was too afraid to say anything to me, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Because he knew I was
scary.
Like, rah. But especially about sex. And now that I have like the experience, and this actually came up last night. So Cutter's 8 years younger than me, as I've said. And I, with the exception of me double dragoning, I really think he just will have sex with me at all times. Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
And I'm not that way.
Yes, I can vouch
for that. Last night, you know, he came home late from work and I was prepping for this show and I had just gotten both kids to bed and I was really tired. And I went into the bathroom first and he was letting the dog out and I got a text from him being like,
"Oh,
can we make love tonight?"
Whoa.
Okay.
He said make love.
Mm-hmm. And I was not in the mood at all.
Yeah.
And I felt terrible because he was being so cute and respectful about it. And I know he had a hard day and I had a hard day, but I couldn't get myself there. And I texted him this and it was the God's honest truth. I said, honestly, when you were sitting there telling me about your day today, I looked at you and I thought, he's so handsome. I love him so much. And I'm so attracted to him. But there is a point where my mind cannot go past my body. Mm-hmm. And my body right now needs to sleep. And I was like, it hasn't, because he gets insecure when I turn him down.
For sure.
And I said, this has absolutely nothing to do with you. I just can't.
Dave, are you listening?
Like, it was the first time that I really was like, I get it, babe. Like, normally I really feel like I'm tired of making him disappointed at night. It really makes me sad.
100%.
But, you know, when we have our weekends away, I'm an animal because I don't have, like, the responsibility and, like, I'm feeling myself. I'm sure you guys had a lot of sex in Cabo, right?
Oh. Like, 100 times.
There you go. Really? See?
No.
Oh.
I bought that for a second.
No. We did.
Neil's in a wheelchair right now.
We had fun. We had fun, guys.
I'm proud of you.
We need to go on more vacations. Let's just put it that way.
Here's the thing also. I almost immediately go to, if you ask or if you make a gesture, I go to no right away. And I don't even think about it. I don't even think about, wait, maybe I do want to have sex. Maybe that's something that could be a really nice thing. But immediately I go to, I'm too tired. I'm kind of pissed off at you. You probably annoyed me because you did this, this, and this. So I don't even think you deserve it. But maybe I do want to have sex. And honestly, when we do have sex and we connect, I always think, wow, that was...
Yeah.
Yes.
Why don't we do it more? I tell myself this narrative and I need to stop doing that. I'm not saying I'm going to have more sex.
That's all I'm taking.
No, we could see Dave. Like
Dave is like, oh, we're getting
somewhere. Are you guys big initiators?
Just pull the plug out.
I'm not an initiator.
I can count on one hand.
Excuse me. Last month, I initiated every single time we had sex, and give that to me.
Both times.
It was
both
three.
Times.
It was three. It was three.
That's amazing.
That's almost
are
once
you,
a week.
Do you initiate? Like, or do you make it a point to?
I very rarely initiate. I know it hurts his feelings. But when we're on vacation, I initiate.
Right.
To the point where he's like, no more.
That's great.
Wow. Well,
just like you know, you're saying that I can order food and stuff when, you know, maybe there is a night during the week or not vacation, you know, where, you know, initiation, I think, really does help a guy because our narrative, we're telling ourselves our stories, and our stories are we feel rejected, we don't feel connected, like our girls aren't into us.
Just clean out the damn dishwasher and initiate sex, okay?
It's true. I think taking some responsibility really goes
on
a
both
long way.
Ends, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Whoa, are we getting somewhere? This is really couples
therapy. We are.
I
don't
realize
we're talking
about sex so much, but it is, I think it is the biggest topic. To be honest, I put out there an Instagram questions to ask you guys, and every single person wrote about sex.
Really?
Because
it's all my friends, it's all your girlfriend, you know, it's everyone because it takes a massive hit.
Sex after babies, specifically when she was very young, was really difficult for me, I will say. And my doctor, you know, Dave was like, so when can we have
first
sex
question
again?
I asked.
And yeah. And she took me aside, and this was Dave was not here. It must have been just a checkup. And she's And I said, so I can have sex now. It was 6 weeks. And she said, you can, but tell me the number of weeks or months that you would like for me to tell Dave.
Amazing.
And in that moment, I fell in love with my OB. Yeah.
And did you believe her? Or are you like Googling it?
No.
He knew it was 6 weeks. But listen, it really
hormones play a huge part.
Yes, 100%. I had terrible postpartum depression. I didn't even know that it was happening, but I knew that I was off. I mean, I was like a deer in the headlights. And Dave was really incredible during that time. But I did not want to have sex. And I don't even remember when it was that we did. But
I felt like we did it right. I felt like we waited the appropriate time and it was like it wasn't forced.
But it's taken a hit. I mean, listen, children will
suck you dry.
Suck you dry, quite
Odie.
Literally.
I just say, I will never forget the first time I met you. I knew you were in our class, in the Mommy Me class, because I saw the roster and like we have mutual friends, but I never met you. And you walked into the class and your face was bright red. It looked like you were kind of crying.
Oh, yeah.
And you were sweating and shaking and you were carrying Charlie and you were like, oh, I'm really sorry, guys. Like, my daughter hates the car seat. She cried from, you know, where you live to the class and it looked like she was going to die.
I told you, remember.
And you were like, I can't, like, I don't know if I can go back in the car. I don't know if I can go back in the car with
her. Well, these are the things that we deal with.
I'll never forget your face.
And so, like, when you have a minute, sometimes you need a minute, but that means like a week sometimes to like take that deep breath because it's just to get back into yourself because I can't hop from putting the kids to bed to sex because Cutter will be like, oh, I know you're going to be tired at 8:30. Like, let's do it.
Right, right.
I'm like, whoa, I need to eat a meal.
Get it in before dinner.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Well, Dave's asleep by 7:45 and this is the truth. So it's afternoon sex or it's probably no sex.
Mm. You know what I always like kind of want to do and I never do it, but now I'm going to have to. I always want to like wake Neil up and just surprise him and have sex with him.
Yeah, that's
hot. Would you like die if Odie did that? Would that be so amazing?
Excuse me. I have.
Oh.
Well, yes, but I think I'd be ready for it again.
Well, it was great, right?
It was great. I don't specifically remember what time she's talking about. But she I clearly don't remember. But in all honesty, yes, I think, and I think you should just do it tomorrow. And I think.
What about tonight?
Well, if you want to wake him up in the morning, do it tonight for sure.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's rarely going to be that good time, right?
Yeah.
There's rarely going to be that perfect time.
I know.
Besides vacation. Like, it's one of those things of recognizing that this, you know, is very important for us and the relationship and a happy marriage. And, and I, you know, from our point of view, it's hard. We're two different animals. You know, we don't go through what you guys go through. We're pretty much thinking about one thing all day.
Right.
And, you know, when that goes away, that's tough.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. So
do you feel like sex is the main thing that changes for you as a man? Like, what is there anything else like after kids that you feel like? Because I think as women, we can list a lot of things.
Right,
you know,
right.
I think even comes like boundaries with in-laws, like everything. There's just like a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But for men, I feel like it's mainly just sex.
You know, I can't disagree with you there. I mean, there's other things that changes, of course, but I mean, I think sex is, you know, is the thing that, you know, my buddies and I and everybody, nobody's getting any. You know what I'm saying? And that's the conversation is, and it's, you know, from the beginning of time, I imagine that guys want more and the girls are, you know, you guys have babies and is it something that you, like in your brain or wiring where you just don't need to have as much sex, right? You're like primal, you're women.
I think
give
so.
Birth, for sure.
I mean, yeah. I think there's some things that are out of our hands, like hormonally and I like think biologically. Mammals. Yes. I mean, there's a thing that said like every woman in her first trimester, like does not want to be touched. I know for me with both my pregnancies, like I did not want to be touched because it's almost like a way of like protecting your womb and your baby. But I just feel like for a woman, like, we talk obviously to our friends and our other moms about so many things, but sex isn't the only thing, if maybe not even like the
on
first
the top,
six things right. that we talk about, because there's so much that rattles us. But I also feel like, and we can't blame men for this, they can switch on and off a lot easier than we can. Like you guys can really compartmentalize like work, family, kid, wife, and like sex just will like
fit
be
in there.
Part of all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
And for women, it's much harder.
Much more complicated, for sure.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink, plus shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
All right, mamas, I want to tell you about an app called Homer. They just came on as a sponsor. They are incredible. I downloaded the app for Milo and Daisy, and I just want to tell you a little bit about it because it is so great. So Homer is the essential early learning program for kids 2 through 8. Homer takes kids on a learning journey personalized to their age, interests, and learning level, boosting their confidence and growing with them as they build skills for school and life. So every Homer product is research-based and kid-tested and thoughtfully designed for growing minds. And there are two engaging ways to learn with their program. It's Homer's Learn and Grow app and then Homer Explore Kits. And you guys, when I downloaded the app from Milo and Daisy, it was so simple and easy and very thoughtful. They asked me a series of questions for Milo and Daisy, like if they recognize uppercase letters, lowercase letters, if they know how to count from 1 to 10, if they know they're rhyming, and you type yes, no, not sure, and it just calculates what their learning is based on the questions that you answered. And then I gave them the app, and they are having the very, very best time with it. I'm not kidding. It's not an app that they're just going to sit on and just not learn anything. This is a learning-based app, and it's been incredible for Milo and Daisy. So you guys absolutely have to download this for your kids. Like I said, I'm using it now, and it is probably the best learning app I've ever used. So visit learnwithhomer.com/mamasaid to start a free 60-day trial right now. That's learnwithhomer.com/mamasaid to start a free 60-day trial.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
You know, as guys, you really, you know, I know there's been periods in our marriage where I just crave that connection.
Right.
That, like, this makes us a couple. You know, we're not just friends or not just frenemies. You know, at home, this makes us a couple. And I feel like a man. I feel like, you know, I was able to. Are your parents going to listen to this?
I have a question. Do you guys go on vacations together? I feel like
God,
you
we haven't been on
You
vacation
don't.
We
forever.
Just keep talking about this. We really need
By the way, that's what Neil and I did, and we've booked it.
Staycation.
Just
is
do
a,
it.
Yeah, we have to do
we
it.
We have a Newport well, Beach, we, and I yeah. swear to God, it, like, it was took our marriage to another level
for, you need 20, that.
For
you need
36
that.
Hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we were going to do, you know, my birthday, and I think my birthday sex is my – birthday was in September, and I think
your
it came
birthday
November.
Oh my God!
I think it came November 8th.
Freudian slip.
Actually,
my birthday sex.
But yeah, no, I think that's important. I think that, you know, is recognizing that, you know, because all our energy goes to the kid. We just had somebody give us great advice. Who heard great advice? He was in an Uber, and the guy has two kids. They're now in college, and he said the first thing you need to do with your wife is introduce yourself again.
Oh,
because
man.
Your entire life becomes about these kids, and when they're gone, it's like,
who are you?
Who are you? What are you into?
Well, that's know, how I felt when we went away.
Right.
I was like, oh, well, that, I like you.
Yeah,
I like
right.
you. You're funny.
Right. We got married for a reason.
Yes.
And that was the topic of our last show. Like, who am I now that I'm a mom? Like, we lose our identity.
Yeah.
So hardcore.
Yeah.
And I still am just struggling with it.
I mean, I feel like I'm obsessed with this topic as far as marriage because I really – want to, out of respect for Cutter and his needs and wants, but out of for me and my needs and wants and the way my life has changed, like how I can fix it. So I started looking up like, what are like solutions that people give or like advice that people give? So we've touched on some of these, but let's comment on maybe some of them. So don't assume they know what you need. So that's communication. That's a fault of mine that I've definitely had where I'm just angry at him that he should know, but I didn't ask.
Yes.
And I think, I mean, would you guys agree that that's...
I do agree with that. I do need to, and I do, I do ask, but I also assume that when I ask him to do something specific, that he's going to know the other four things that I want him to do.
Right. And so, they're not mind readers. And that's what Neil always says to me. Yeah. Not a mind reader.
I can't.
So when I say, can you take these things down to the trash? There's clearly a whole room that still needs to be addressed of, you know, his mess mostly. And I don't know if it's just that you want me to do it for you. I think maybe. But no?
No? I mean, no. I mean, listen, if you're going to do it, great. But I am going to do.
It is.
But I am going to do the things you tell me to do. And I personally.
But it feels bare minimum is what I'm saying. Mm. And I wish that it was, you know, just a little extra.
And then when you do ask, they get annoyed and then you feel like you're nagging and it's like.
Right. Like we did this couples therapy little video for Instagram and I'd asked him to grab paper towels. We needed paper towels. And he brought home one fucking roll.
Oy, oy, oy.
And I lost my mind.
To me, that's they mission come in accomplished.
Like a beautiful but you know that Odie's going to have to go to the market the next day to get paper towels.
That doesn't cross.
Exactly.
I'm still thinking about sex.
Problem is, this is the thing, is when she says paper towels, think about how much sex you want, and that's how many paper towels
you yes.
Bravo. Yeah, right. Then I'm going to come in. We have no room for 165 paper towels.
She will make room. All right, check that one off. Yeah. Okay, let them do it their way. We kind of talked about right? Mm-hmm. Put out sometimes for the ladies. Ugh, but yes, I think sometimes we need to throw them the bone, literally, and just let them
I will say, we have some friends that have had babies and are now haven't had sex for, you know, I don't know how long, maybe even a year. And I think that we do have to remember that they have needs as much as, you know, we are tired and, you know, all of those things. I do think that sex is a very, very important thing. And I'm not saying bone it out all the time.
No.
But
I am.
Throw them a bone.
We do.
Every
we
once in a while.
Yeah.
Every
and
once
like
in a while.
You said, it feels good after you do it. Yeah. Not
you'll you know, surprise yourself.
But mentally, it's just like you feel like you're happier and, you know, it's scientific.
And
you are.
That part of me.
And not all the time. Sometimes you just do it to do it.
Well, and let me add a layer to that.
And you don't want to see my face, so maybe just turn me around.
Okay. Let me add a layer to the do it just to do it. Like, if you can pretend to not be asleep or annoyed when this is happening, that would be lovely. Because that ultimately feels really gross for the guy.
Yeah, Cutter will say that. He's like, I don't like the look on your face.
Yeah,
I'm just going to stop right now.
That's why we're just going to turn it around real quick.
Yeah.
You're like, do you want doggy style tonight?
Yeah, just make
Let me give
sexy.
That to you.
Yeah.
And then in the back, tonight, you're like this. Your face is like, ugh.
It's
kind of
like, do I have to be awake?
Right. You could probably fake it a lot better that way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So you're welcome, everyone. We've solved that problem for you.
You're welcome, boys.
Split up chores. We've talked about that as well. I agree. When I see Cutter without me asking, picking up some toys or putting the dishes in the dish or unloading the dishwasher,
that's a big one.
That is straight up porn. I'm like, yeah.
Neil, do you hear this? Put your fucking shoes away.
Yeah.
Oh, put them away in the closet. There's 17 pairs downstairs.
Yes. Oh, and you guys, I feel like I have it the worst. I mean, it's not just the shoes, but it's that he will not unload the dishwasher.
It's funny because
and will not learn
OCD
how
about
to
some
just
things,
throw...
but you're not clean OCD about
correct
other things. This is so interesting.
You know what's interesting is how this feels like she's the cleanest human being in the world.
I'm not claiming to be.
Yes.
No, but she sent me some Marie Kondo Marco Polos, and I'm impressed with her work.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will say she is the hands down the best organizer, which I'm learning.
You're pretty good.
I need this in my life.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, I do feel like, yes.
Do you unload the dishwasher?
Well, no, because there's like certain strainers where I don't know where they go. And then you get
You live in the house. You can just find out where they go.
I've never been
I feel like nobody's going to have any kind of sympathy for them.
I'm going to give you a tutorial.
Yes, I think that we
are going to give you a home.
You're starting
tutorial.
To breathe heavily. Yeah, this again.
Oh, and by the way, Neil, when you do load the dishwasher, please put the bowls face down, not face up.
Oh,
thank
that
you.
Is what? Okay, Neil's in on this tutorial.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give you a break. Love moving you, Neil. On. Okay, date night or weekend? We've talked about that. Super important. I think call an in-law, call a friend, a babysitter, whatever you have. You need to connect outside of your home, away from your kids, even if it's just for an evening. It really does make a difference.
And here's what I'll say. What we found is, you know, dinner is pretty boring. When you go out like for a date night, like we don't really have that
right, talked
much to
about
talk
everything.
Like we talk about,
right,
you know, we're
right.
Like, so it's like go bowling. Go
yes,
go do something.
Yes,
go,
yes,
like, you're outside your comfort zone.
Make it
like,
fun.
Have fun. And then you're like, oh, okay, I can connect. Because dinner
so
is like, yeah.
That's such a good idea. Like,
yeah, we always find ourselves laughing and really enjoying each other when we do something spontaneous like that.
Activity.
Yeah.
Mini golf.
You gotta do an
mini golf. Yeah. Arcade. Something,
great
whatever.
Advice. Great advice. Okay, this is a big one for me. Is affection that's not associated with sex. That's my love language. I love a hug for no reason. I love an arm around me for no reason. I love, we're sitting next to me watching TV. Come over and put your arm around me. Like, don't cuddle the dog like me. And Cutter,
Jamie, I'm the opposite.
Cutter
me
only
too.
Touches me when it's about sex. Mm. And that really annoys me. I really would love a cuddle session that doesn't lead to sex sometimes because that is what does it for me.
This has been a huge argument with Neil and I, especially in the beginning of our relationship. He always thought that I didn't like him, I didn't love him because I wasn't affectionate. He would always grab my hand, put his arm around me, and I would almost like feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's not because I didn't love him or like him. It's just that's not me. Maybe it was the way I was raised. Maybe, you know, I mean, I love my mother, but she's not the most like lovey-dovey affectionate person. And I am with my kids, but not with Neil. And it's something that I have to work on because he is so super sweet. And when I'm sad and I'm going through something, all he wants to do is come over and like give me like a huge hug and like stroke my face. And I'm like, get away from me. And he's like, wow, like I'm trying to make you feel better. I'm like, I don't want to be touched. Like I.
Well, you're being touched all day by like slobbery.
Yeah,
hands.
But this is before kids. This is before kids. It's something that like I need to work on. I need to grab his hand. I need him to know that I'm thinking of him and that he's loved.
Oh, Jenna, you and me both, girlfriend.
I mean,
it is a real Jamie, struggle for me to
show affection.
To show affection. PDA makes me feel very, very, very uncomfortable. And I think it does go back to how I was raised. And I've seen my parents kiss, of course, and they're affectionate sometimes and they'll hold each other's hand, but they're not the most.
I'm the same.
I mean, they keep it at a peck. I've never seen them.
Like a makeup.
Are you kidding me? My mom had to spell out the word sex to me over a text. Yeah. That's how I was raised. She would
and Dave's parents.
My parents, we have to like tell them not to get to second base.
Yeah. Wow.
It's true.
Like, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
See, it's like,
and that's what
they are very open about.
You are who your parents are.
Have a great sex life.
Right.
And it makes me feel, not that it makes me feel uncomfortable when they talk about it because I love it and I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I think they're hilarious, but I don't connect with that because that's not how I was raised and that's not who I am. And I agree. I do need to work on that.
And we'll do it
together.
But
everyone's different. I mean, I think there's a balance. Do you know what I mean? I don't think you guys need to force yourself out of who you are, but
I think I might have to actually.
Well, it's the awareness.
You might actually find you enjoy it though.
I do. And you know, yeah.
I think it's the awareness of your partner, right? It's the awareness of, oh, okay, if I unload the dishwasher, which I don't want to do, it's not me. But that would make her happier.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, like if he tries to grab my hand while crossing the street, I don't need to tense up and pull away because that makes me feel real shitty about myself.
Again,
you could talk to me about this all
night
long.
What the hell am I doing? Like, is there any, you know, anything there? And so I think, you know, it's hard.
Yeah.
And this is the fucking work and there's no way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's awareness. It's just trying to like, unfortunately, you know, they say you don't give 50% in a relationship. You have to give 100%. And,
right.
And that's when you get 100% back. And I feel like, you know, it's never going to end, but I do feel there's that balance of being able to, you know, try harder.
Well, we can all take from that because relationships are work. They're very, very, very hard work. And I feel like now, and you know, people just quit. It's so easy for people to quit. And, you know, as much shit as I give Dave, we're really in it together and we work hard to make our marriage work.
Yeah.
And you know, we're 10 years in. Well, 11 almost.
That's crazy.
And I think that's one of the most telling things about couples and one of the most important things about couples is you need to have the same work ethic when it comes to your relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that one person can't do all the work. It really does take a lot of, you know, self-discovery of, you know, I'm not perfect. I do have to – I can learn from this, you know, and good or bad. And I think that – is one of the most important things for a relationship to sustain is you both have to put in the same amount of work. And that's not easy to do.
And it's different. And it looks different for both
of
you. And you can't compare it.
Yeah,
like what I need to work on is not what you need to work on.
Exactly.
And I think that – so the last two, which I think are kind of – probably be like two separate shows that maybe we'll just have you guys back for because we love you so much.
Done.
So
anytime.
Boundaries with in-laws. I don't have this so much, but I feel like as my kids get older, it might happen. But I've seen other couples struggle with it for sure. Because I think once you have kids and like grandparents and involvement and things like that, I live far from everyone. So it's a little easier for us. But I know that that can be an issue, which I know Jenna and I have on our little doc about in-laws.
And I know my mother-in-law is listening because she listened to the first one. Hi, Wendy.
What's up, Wendy?
What's up? We definitely, you know, had our conversations, and I remember writing her an email telling her how I felt and how the type of person I was and like what I expected and what she expected, and we had to talk it out a couple times. And
that's
I know,
great.
Yeah, and it
healthy.
Helped, and she's amazing. I mean, it also goes back to, and that again, it's a whole different topic. But let me just say that if you are not, I mean, for Neil and I, when he felt like I was annoyed with his parents, it. Like, whoa, our marriage. Like, it was not okay. It was not okay.
I can talk shit about my family, but you can't.
Exactly.
Like, you can say the same thing and it sounds real different.
And we talk about that all the time, too. And we both love each other's families. But when there's, like, some sort of, like, annoyance or, like, turmoil that you feel from your in-laws, I mean – it really affects your marriage.
Yeah.
And right, you need to work it out.
Yeah, we're going to go there for you guys because that's a big topic. All right. And the last one, which I know really helped Cutter and I, is money. Because that can be a big stressor when you have kids, especially now we're getting to the stage where the public schools around us just aren't great. So we're going to have to put Beau in a private school. And it's a stressor. It's basically a college tuition.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to have another one. Ugh. I don't work as much, unfortunately. Cutter's 29 and he's working super hard and working his way up the ladder. But like, you know, these are stressors you have. And him and I got really messy with it for a minute. And we sat down with our accountants and we came up with a budget plan. And it really...
We're doing that now.
It's stressful, but it really helped our marriage. And it almost became not fun, but it became like we were proud of ourselves that we were doing this and we were doing this for our future and for our children. And guess what? If all of a sudden I get another show again or I start rolling in money,
then it changes.
Great. Yeah. And then it changes and we can take bigger vacations and we can do this and whatnot. But until then, because I have to employ a full-time nanny for the possibility that I go to work.
Same.
It's
a crazy position that we're in. I'm not complaining. I know it's a high class problem and I can afford it and it's very helpful. I also deal with a chronic illness, which we will also do another show because I know a lot of you with MS have been writing me to talk about being a mom with MS, and I promise you I will address it, but I don't think it always needs to be addressed. We all have regular mom problems. So that's why I haven't talked about it much, but I will. But with the money thing, I think you can just be really proud of yourself if you take the time as a couple, and it's a teamwork and it's a bonding thing, believe it or not, to kind of really
you can even make it a healthy competition between
you
two. Who can save more?
There's the guy.
Yeah,
make it a game.
Yeah, so I
always a competition.
We are going through that
I won't
now.
Spend a dime.
But it's really important for us specifically because, and I'm just talking about our situation. We're both actors, and we can go from making a good amount of money to $0.
Yeah,
that's so
scary.
It is, and we're not great at managing money. Dave and I are really not good about that. So we just don't know how to rein it in. And we're not big spenders, but you know what we spend money on? Entertaining and food. And yes. That's where,
oh my God, you know, food and ordering in situation. Yeah.
And it's really
bad.
And because, and look, I'm not trying to dig on you, but you, Dave doesn't cook. And I sometimes just don't want to cook. And it's more often than not. And I used to cook much more, but I'm just really tired. And sometimes I really enjoy it and sometimes I don't. So we order or we'll go out and we'll pay for drinks and, you know, we like to have a good time, but it really is important. And we just talked about getting on a budget and really trying to stick to it. And if it means that you have to do the competition thing and see who stayed, great.
Right.
Because it needs to happen until, you know, we've got a little bit more of a cushion, then
that's how we've stayed married is it's a competition. Like, I'm not going to quit before you quit. So
oh, that's right. That's why we're still married.
Shut it down.
Love it. That's the perfect advice.
I know,
here we
right?
go. Dave and Odette have solved your whole problem. Here's how you stay married. Quitting. Make it a competition. Well, you guys, thank you so much. We're not letting you leave just yet, but we're going to wrap up this couples therapy. I think we touched on a lot of things. Please continue the conversation, gals, on the Facebook page. Jen and I will continue it with you. And if anything sparked your interest, tell us, because we can make it a topic of another show. There's really just a reservoir of topics here. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with Shitty Mommy and Shitty Daddy.
Yay, thank you, guys.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
All right, it's time. It's Shitty Mommy time.
Our favorite time.
Yes, and Daddy time.
Shitty Mommy!
All right, Dave and Odie, what makes you shitty parents?
Oh, God. I mean, there are so many things that make me a shitty mommy, but probably the biggest one is that I'm probably hungover way too often, and that equals me really not wanting to hang out with my kid. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, you just – and they know. They sense it, so they wake up just a little bit earlier. They're a little bit more needy.
Assholes.
They're total assholes. I'm really the asshole for doing it, but I think that is my – it's a big shitty mommy thing that I do.
But you're a fun mommy friend.
I'm a real good time.
You're so fun.
Odie's a great
You might be
person.
A shitty mommy, but you're
the
a fun mommy
time.
Friend.
You are correct.
The best time.
You want her out there. You want her.
Yeah, you do.
Don't deprive us of what we need, Odie.
Let's go out.
You.
Gotta go out.
So shitty daddy. What makes me a shitty daddy?
Or just a story. Just a good story.
Well, you know, I think I struggle with, you know, as an actor, you know, there's no routine. There's no schedule. Mm-hmm. There's no... So, you know, we are fortunate enough to have help. But some days, you know, the nanny will come and take Charlie and take her to gym. And you know, sometimes during that, I can be playing golf or be playing tennis. So making sort of more selfish decisions versus then I feel like a little guilt that, like, how come I'm not taking her to gym? You know, that's where I feel that's my own...
You know, I can give you a solution. I think that you should start setting some specific daddy-daughter dates. I think that'll make you feel less guilty.
I love daddy-daughter dates.
And a routine is always good for Charlie, too.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Oh, today's my time with daddy.
Yeah,
she's right. Not going to feel that.
I remember my dad used to take me to get ice cream, and I'll never forget it. Or even to just go get the car washed. And we would watch, you know, the car being washed.
It was your thing.
It was our thing. And he was getting his errands done at the same time, but I didn't even know it. Because he would always throw in a little ice cream or, you know, whatever. And it was a good time.
Yeah, I'm very excited for – I have a great father and I have two sisters. And I saw, you know, how he was with them. And I think they will say how much they adored him. And, you know, it's great to have that model in your life. And for sure, I know how great your dad is. That, you know, I'm excited to have, like, daddy-daughter dates.
Start it now.
Start it now. Yeah. She would love it.
Yeah.
Be her time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're not a shitty dad.
You are not. I see you with Charlie. She's
obsessed you know, I think we're all great and we're all shitty. You know,
looking for the, you know, it was the dream that when I was pregnant, he was like, I just can't wait Sunday mornings to, you know, you can sleep in and I'm going to go grab bagels with Charlie and it's going to be a whole, I was like, oh my God, that's so awesome. I get to sleep in and then I'll get a bagel. Yeah. It's never happened once.
Oh. Well, now you know what you've got to do for some Sunday
What are you
night
doing this weekend, Dave?
Not with Charlie. You go and get bagels. Definitely.
Oh, I hate that when Cutter's like, I got it, babe.
Right.
I'm going to come. Oh, it's like, oh, you leave me with both of them.
Right.
For
that's what I'm talking about.
You fill my car with gas.
Fucking pisses me off all the time.
Get bagels. How convenient.
How
for you.
Convenient. That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a shitty daddy.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
I came up with it for you.
Listen, I
didn't take long.
All right. Well, and on that note, we don't want guests to be uncomfortable. I'm going to vote yes. We love you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Really,
this was so awesome.
You. Awesome. I'm so proud of you guys. And aww. I love what you're doing. And it's very important. And I think people are going to learn a lot from your podcast.
And from you guys. Yes. Just coming here as
we'll
a couple and being so honest.
Sure,
thank you. We would love
demand.
To. Anytime.
All right, parents, we're going to leave you with a Mama Said as usual. Mama said, don't ever let a man know you like it. Because he will want it all the time. See you next week.
See ya.
They cry.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna. New episodes are available weekly at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
We want to thank all of our sponsors for this episode of Mama Said. They are Geico. Whether you rent your own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. Homer. Visit learnwithhomer.com/mamasaid to start a free 60-day trial. Total Wireless. Total Wireless, do amazing. Discover us at totalwireless.com today. Pluto TV. Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start now. And remember, all the info and links to these sponsors will be available in the show notes for this episode. Goodbye, mamas.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com to get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's GEICO.com.
This is Denny Somach, host of The Rock Podcast. I'm a producer, author, and rock historian, and I want to share with you some of the greatest stories in rock and roll.
Well, Bonzo was the best hard rock drummer ever, hands down. I mean, no one comes within a mile of him.
And I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. John Lennon had this wise guy look on his face, just like me and my friends were just a bunch of wise guys, street kids.
The first guitar I ever had was Banish guitar, and I couldn't really get the hang of it. I was only 13.
I had never written a song before, actually, and so Jim says, okay, everybody go home and write some songs, you know. And so I went home and wrote Light My Fire.
Join me for The Rock Podcast, the only podcast that matters, from Podcast One or wherever you get yours.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the Waberhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. Welcome to the Waberhood, she said, where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love. Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus,
You're
reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves a potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.